T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. 1, 2, 3.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling right down the track. Shane and Bruce with you this morning. Hour number 2, Sports Daily, straight ahead. Let's check what's on tap, courtesy of our friends at Side Pockets. Great place to swing on by and start your Monday off right with a little lunch special at Side Pockets.
What's on tap for the second part of the show? We'll talk a little Jorge Lopez and his pursuit of perfection in an otherwise meaningless Major League Baseball game. Serena Williams had a major meltdown with an umpire at the U.S. Open, and she was fined $17,000 for 3 separate violations. We'll talk about that. We talked about KU in the Open, and why not? They beat Central Michigan 31-7. Hawk Talk with David Beatty will be tomorrow at 6 o'clock right here. So you can hear what David Beatty had to say about the Central Michigan game. 2 football games on our air tonight, the Lions and the Jets, and then the Rams and the Raiders. Over on KNSS, you got the Royals plus volleyball coach Chris Lamb over on 1330. That's what's on tap here in the near future. I want to ask Bruce whether he thought that the Packers won that game last night or the Bears lost it. The Browns didn't lose. They tied the Steelers 21-all in a sloppy game in the rain in Cleveland. Josh Allen got his NFL debut, and maybe the Bills are worse than we even suspected.
Oh, my Lord. Awful.
Because Nathan Peterman was absolutely atrocious. We also have what's on tap, on this day, a little later on, brought to you by Superior Rents at 21st and Ridge. So a few different places we can go, 869-1240 if you want to join in. Also, the rain-delayed BMW Championship is going on right now. Tiger Woods is 1 back. He is 4 under through 9. He is 1 off the lead. Justin Rose and Billy Horschel are currently 17 under for the tournament. Tiger's minus 16. He and 2 other players, including Rory, is 16 under at the moment.
I think what Tiger say on Saturday, that he'd have to shoot 61 or 62 to win this thing. Yeah. Might not have to do that much.
No.
But, I mean, he's in a position to win. So, I don't know. I think that's one of the stories of the golf season. Tiger may not win anything, but I think the return of Tiger Woods and the return of Tiger Woods to golfing relevance and competitive relevance is probably... is it the biggest story? That's probably unfair to some who have taken care of their business and All won right. majors. So I don't want to go that far, but it probably is in the top 3 this year in all of golf. We haven't seen how the Ryder Cup will play out, but I think we'll look back. My guess is that we're going to look back on this year as kind of the return of Tiger Woods. And if he wins one today, I mean, then it changes things irrevocably. So
There's a whole host of people that have a chance to win this thing. 2 guys at 17 under, Tiger and 2 others at 16. 4 players at 15 under, including Ricky Fowler. And 4 more at 14 under, including Justin Thomas, Patrick Reed, and Hideki Matsuyama. Got all kinds of star power.
What a great leaderboard. That is just outstanding.
Absolutely.
My goodness.
And you say that he may not have to go out and shoot a 62. If Tiger does in the back what he did in the front, he'll shoot 62. He's 4 under through 9, and he fired an opening round 62 way back on Thursday. So in the top 30 in the rankings – at the conclusion of this thing, we'll move on 2 weekends from now in the PGA's version of the playoffs. So, anyway.
Well, I mean, and look, hasn't Tiger kind of made the FedEx playoffs a little bit more fun to watch?
Well, sure.
I mean, I think he has. So, it's a reason to pay attention today.
Yep.
So,
yep. Anyway. No doubt. Okay, let's see here. Last night, you had Aaron Rodgers pull the Willis Reed and more recently a Paul Pierce. Mm-hmm. He got his left knee landed on. And I don't want to make fun of him. I mean, I'm sure it scared the daylights out of him. Went into the tent, was in there forever. Got into a cart. They took him to the locker room. This was in the first half. And in the second half, he comes back out. And meanwhile, the Packers are getting blistered by the Bears. Bears looked great in the first half. Khalil Mack
really
looked great in the first half. But then the second half came around. Aaron Rodgers did his thing. I'm just trying to determine how much of it was him, how much of it was the Bears' defense, and to a certain degree, how much was on Matt Nagy. His play calling, his clock management, and his insistence on throwing the ball on third and one with about 3 minutes left to go. And there was also a Bears defensive back, his name escapes me at the moment, that had an interception in his arms that he couldn't corral, that would likely have effectively ended that game. How much percentage credit
it's all of the above,
blame?
Isn't it, Shane?
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it's all of the above. When you're 20 points down into the fourth quarter, it has to be, just for time alone, it kind of has to be a confluence of things to make a perfect storm. And that's exactly what, I mean, you have to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers that's unflappable and that can make plays. You have to have a defense that up to that point had been unbelievable, had been very, very good, make a couple of mistakes. You got to have the offense contribute by not making the clock your friend. So, I mean, it's a combination of things. It ends up being a perfect storm. But that's what greatness generally attends those type. That's how greatness is made. The Tom Brady's and the Aaron Rodgers seem to be the guys that handle those moments so much better than others. And that's why they have those moments to look back on. And we can all say, well, this is why Aaron Rodgers is so damn great. Mm-hmm. Here's why Tom Brady is so damn good. Because they engineer moments like that. They're in the center of it. So I think it was all of the above. But, I mean, the touchdown, the Bears were not in a good defensive place. Cobb, he was essentially untouched,
absolutely,
wasn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it looked like the Bears had nine guys on the field. It was like, where?
You're right, it did. Yeah,
where,
that's right.
When is some bear going to come into my TV screen? And
yeah, he wouldn't have been down in two-hand touch.
No, flag football, that's a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
so,
for those that think we're maybe going a little overboard on Aaron Rodgers, that touchdown was made possible more so by Aaron Rodgers' feet and the Bears' lackluster defensive effort. But make no mistake about it, that touchdown pass to Geronimo Allison, there aren't many people on the planet that can make that throw. And there's a couple of them in the NFL, but that touchdown to Geronimo Allison was pretty special. And that kind of arm talent doesn't come around very often, and that's why we're talking about Aaron Rodgers like he's a second coming, because him and Tom Brady are 1 and 1A, whichever one you want to put at the top of the heap, I wouldn't have any problem with. But, man, that's why Aaron Rodgers signed a contract for $1 billion a couple of weeks ago to make throws like that.
There are some guys who would try to make that throw just because they feel like they can make that throw and it would turn out very badly. Aaron Rodgers is a guy that makes that throw with full intent of it being caught for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He has the confidence, he has the ability, and he pulled it off. And the guy just, he's like Brady, or Brady's like him. I mean, I'm not trying to measure one over the other, but the guys that have that kind of success are always are to a man, calm and unflappable. Mm-hmm. I mean, when does Tom Brady ever, when is he ever hurried? When is Aaron Rodgers ever hurried? Do you ever see Aaron Rodgers uncomfortable in the pocket? Guys get happy feet in the pocket, Shane. Mm-hmm. Man, you get guys coming around you with off the edges with harmful intent, and they're trying to rip the ball out of your hands or, you know, or lay you, you know, parallel to the ground or on the ground. God, I mean, but these... Aaron Rodgers makes a sidestep, slide. Go watch what quarterbacks do and watch them warm up and watch how they move around in warm-ups. It's amazing how much quarterbacks in the NFL in particular are using their feet, constantly keeping their feet going, always moving. Moving up, moving back, moving to the side, finding space, but never panicking. Brady, Rodgers, Breeze, these guys just never panic. And that allows them to make plays because they slow the game down.
Well,
that's, I don't know how they do it.
Well, that's
but
the key right there. No defense is going to be able to do anything that they haven't seen before.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest difference between those guys and arm talent, sure. But
sure.
The more reps you get and the more things that you see, the less flappable you'll become. That's
right.
The difference between those guys and young quarterbacks that get happy mm-hmm. feet and evacuate the pocket and pull it down and run because stuff didn't work out and now I'm about to have a panic attack. You know, and now I'm looking down
exactly.
at the rush. Now I'm taking my eyes off the guys down the field and now I'm looking at the rush. I mean, that's the difference between those guys and young guys. Fortunately, I didn't watch much of it. I was watching Red Zone, so I was forced to watch some of it. But the Bills, Nathan Peterman,
Lord.
You know, we talked about it. I hate to pile on, but that's atrocious.
The
Buccaneers averaged, get a load of this one. The Buccaneers averaged 59.4 yards per drive yesterday. The Bills averaged 6.6.
Oh, my gosh.
Bills averaged
and they
about
gave
21
up 47.
Feet. Yes.
I mean, it's the irony is that
to the Ravens,
not only
who are no world beaters whatsoever.
Yes, they were atrocious on offense, matched only or exceeded by their defense or lack thereof. Arizona at home.
Yep.
How bad were they yesterday?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. I mean, there were a couple real stinkers.
Couldn't stop Adrian Peterson.
Mm-mm. No. Absolutely not. Dallas was Dallas laid an egg.
Yep.
In Charlotte, just looked awful. So there were some pretty
the Giants.
There was,
now granted they were playing a Jaguar defense is pretty good, but
Saquon Barkley had boy his touchdown run was solid. Wasn't
it was.
It?
He was bottled up. Oof. Besides that, but you can't take that away from him.
That's why you drafted him. Outstanding. But that's a really nice win by Jacksonville to start. Eli Manning. Will bounce back, but boy, he looked like a tired quarterback yesterday.
He is a tired quarterback, if you ask me.
He looked like a really tired quarterback yesterday, and that's not taking anything away from him. He's got two rings, and you give him his due, but boy, I'll tell you, at some point, they got to move on from that. That offense really, when you've got Odell Beckham and you've got Saquon Barkley, and granted you're playing the Jags, which, you know.
Hey, there were some plays to be had out there.
Yes, there were.
He missed Beckham a couple of times on some deep routes. And now they force fed Beckham a little bit, but the guy had 11 catches and Jalen Ramsey was on him all day. And now I'm sure the Jags will say, yeah, but he only averaged 10 yards a catch, and he never got loose, which is true. But there were some throws that Eli missed, and there were some plays that they left out on the field. And then they had a muffed punt with about a minute and a half left, so they didn't even get a chance to go down the field and try to make a comeback. But, like you say, eventually you got to move on from Eli, and maybe sooner rather than later. But they've already dumped Davis Webb. And so now if you want to move on from him, it's Kyle Lauletta, the rookie from Richmond, or Alex Tanny, a 30-year-old nobody from Monmouth. You know, so
yeah,
They got to draft. They got to draft a quarterback next year. Period.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, let me ask you a question, Shane. We've seen three quarters of the NFC or the AFC West now. We'll get a look at Oakland tonight against the Rams. Oakland 4.5-point underdogs at home in a game you'll hear right here on your station for Sports KFH. But what do we make? What's our first reaction? In the NFC or the AFC West after yesterday.
They had the most exciting games yesterday, I can tell you that.
They did. They had good games. They were fun games. Kansas City, I think, to a degree, exceeded expectations. Although,
agree.
You know, I mean,
no, I, would
I think that I think they exceeded expectations. The Chargers were a monstrous disappointment. Broncos survived despite, and actually it was 3-3 in turnovers, but the last one from Pac-Man Jones happened on a throwaway ball at the last play of the game, so right. It was actually -1. So they survived 3 turnovers, but hell, they produced almost 500 yards of offense. Their 27 points would have been their second highest point total all of last year.
How about Devontae Booker getting passed up by not only Royce Freeman, but also Philip Lindsay?
Devontae Booker should be cut. Devontae Booker, they've got a guy on the practice squad. D'Angelo Henderson now is with, I think, the Jets. They got rid of a guy that I think everybody around here thought that they should have kept and got rid of Devontae Booker. Devontae Booker, I think, had 4 touches yesterday, and I think for everyone's purposes, it was 4 touches too much.
Well, Lindsay and Freeman look like they got this. They
oh my God!
Split the carries right down the middle, and both averaged 4.5 yards a carry, and.
And both rushed for 70 yards.
Exactly the same number of yards.
And Philip Lindsay had 29 more in the receiving area and also was over 100 yards in total offense, total yards produced. Yep. So
that was an entertaining game.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. And Von Miller with 3 sacks. So, I mean, that's kind of fun. And it was good to see Tyler Lockett, who I'm a huge fan of, and chatted with him briefly before the game. And then he went out and scored a beautiful touchdown that actually gave them the lead at that point. So it was great to see Tyler Lockett. You never get tired of it. I mean, he's just a great dude. And so that was kind of fun. And then the Broncos, for my purposes and what I do now and where I do it, turned around and won the game, so it made it a little bit more interesting. So, you know, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what Oakland does tonight. I wouldn't anticipate that they're going to beat the Rams. So I'm feeling pretty good if I'm a Chiefs fan right now because I'd say that the Chiefs would have made seriously the biggest impact in week one.
Well, getting that one on the road, like you said, feels a little different, feels a little better than just 1-0. And with the way they looked and the way they, for 2.5 quarters, basically it was like Big Brother holding out his hand on little brother's forehead and little brother's swinging wildly and not connecting with anything. That was the Chiefs with the Chargers yesterday.
It was great. It was absolutely great, and I was really pleased to see it. So and really good. And Patrick Mahomes is just and I guess we should temper our remarks because you would think that at some point he's going to look like essentially the rookie that he is. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure. God, he didn't seem very overwhelmed by the moment yesterday,
no,
did he?
No, and he had some escapability, and now he got a little reckless a couple of times in running the ball, but he's got a hose, man. And if
he gets
a throwing lane and he gets a little extra time, those guys are going to be a nightmare to stay with, and that ball will be on him like that. You know.
And he can flip it too.
Yes.
He's one of these guys. Russell Wilson does this too. He can flip a ball with pace.
Rodgers does like, it too. It's Rodgers' feet don't even need to be on the ground, and he's flipping it. You know.
And you sit there thinking, well, how in the hell do you generate so much spin and zip on the ball when you're not grounded?
Yeah.
But there are guys that can do it. And you're right. You just identified 3 that can do it. Mahomes seems to have – he has different arm angles. right? He can throw over the top. Mm-hmm. He can drop down three quarters. He can drop down to his side. I'm pretty impressed. Pretty impressed at this point. But Tyreek Hill is otherworldly, and you've got so many great contributors there. The Chiefs are going to be one of those teams that they can track meet you every single time they step on the field.
Yep.
And you better figure out a way to deal with, you know, with a couple of those guys. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how you start to defend Tyreek Hill.
The Chargers didn't even have to deal with Kelce. Caught one ball.
Didn't do anything.
Not Chargers, the whole rest of the NFL. Well, I'm talking about moving forward. But, you know, Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator, and Andy Reid, the head coach, will continue to scheme and to draw up, look like they drew up a couple of plays in the dirt just to get the ball to their playmakers. And when they're that fast, that's all you can ask of your coordinator, is to design plays to have your playmakers touch it as much as humanly possible.
I mean, if they're scoring 30 points, if they're going out there week in and week out and scoring 30, and this appears to be the type of offense / special teams that can do that, they're going to win. They're going to win a lot of games because you can track meet people in this league. You can. And it will hide the defense to some degree, but who knows? I mean, there were some nice moments defensively for that football team yesterday. So we'll see. You can't ask for a better debut than the Chiefs had.
True.
You just can't. Just can't. And after week one, unless Oakland does something tonight at home against the Rams that's totally unforeseen, I think the Chiefs come out of the West with the shiniest report card.
Yeah.
Don't think there's much question about it. Serena losing it. Losing and losing it all in the same breath. But does she have a leg to stand on? We'll talk about it as we continue here in just a moment. And still on this day in history, as we roll through a Monday, Shane and Bruce with you right here on your sports station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.